This is a very serious threat, not only to Western interests, but especially to the stability of Africa. Russia combines a ruthless military campaign with a predator towards African resources. And as the experience with Wagner mercenaries in Mali clearly shows, there might be an initial military success, but already in the midterm, the situation in the countries targeted by the Russians deteriorates. Northern Mali is now almost entirely under the control of various opposition groups, including jihadis and Tuareg. So while the Russians might help some elites to stay in power and to enrich themselves, the suffering of the broader population will increase. The Islamist insurgencies in the region will certainly benefit from this. And coming to Libya, Libya plays as a logistic hub a crucial role in the Russian strategy. But unfortunately, Russia is playing this game very cleverly by maintaining good relations in Libya, not only with Khalifa Haftar in the east, but also with the Dabeba government in the west. So even if there are presidential elections, and even if Dabeba becomes president or Saif al-Islam, I don't expect any change in this.
So what's the latest Russian strategy in Africa, especially in the belt of military coups in the Sahel region?
Russia's Africa strategy must be seen in context with the global strategy. For Russia, they are currently in a struggle with the West. The resources in Africa play in this struggle an important role. This is why Russia wants to get a grip on these resources in Africa and deny them to the West. The best tool to reach this is to cooperate with the various military coup leaders, because these people are obviously not the favored partners of the West. And as we have seen from Mali to Niger, as soon as if there is a military coup, and as soon as the West is stopping the relations and the cooperation with these regimes, Russia steps in by offering military help, by offering them military equipment, by offering the military coup leaders, obviously, to stay in power. And this is something which is certainly a threat for the whole region. I don't expect that these military coup leaders are able, even with Russian help, to stabilize this region. But this will certainly work in a sense of the Russians that the West will have much more difficult to gain access to the resources of this region in Africa.
So what does that mean for the stability of Africa following the withdrawal of the French troops and then evacuation of the US base in Niger?
For the time being, the West had a military, political, economic strategy towards Africa. This means they were relying not only on diplomacy, not only relying on economic aid and on development programs, but also on military support. This pillar of the strategy has now broken away. This means that insurgency groups in the region, this means that the terrorist groups in the region will have it much easier to survive, will have it much easier to attack the governments, because the Russians won't be able to bring in the same sophisticated weapon systems, the same sophisticated, especially surveillance systems, as especially the Americans, but also the French did. So altogether, the withdrawal of the Americans and of the French from the Southern Sahara region are no good for the stability of Northern Africa altogether.